Selections. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2005. Picture Perfect.
Jenny loved to draw and paint. She drew on anything and everything. When she was a little girl, her mother often found drawings on the walls and floor, in books, and on Jenny's toys. If there were pencils, pens, or paints around, Jenny drew a picture. One day, Jenny was taking her first art class at school. She was very excited. The art teacher, Mrs. Minton, told the children to paint the flowers in a vase at the front of the class.
Don't worry if your painting doesn't look exactly like the painting by the person next to you, she said. The important thing is to paint what you see.
Jenny worked very hard. She spent so long painting that her hand began to hurt from holding the brush. She put the brush down for a moment to rest and looked at the painting next to hers.
That's really good,
she said to Carrie. Carrie's painting was small and neat. Every flower was exactly like the real flowers in the vase.
Thanks,
said Carrie. She looked over at Jenny's painting.
Oh, what happened to yours? What do you mean?
Asked Jenny. She looked at her own painting. It was very different from Carrie's. It covered the whole page, and the colors were brighter than the real flowers.
It looks like a big mess,
said Carrie.
Did you spill the paint?
No,
said Jenny, upset.
I painted what I saw, just like Mrs. Minton said.
It's okay, you know,
said Carrie.
Not everyone is good at art.
Mrs. Minton was walking through the class looking at all the paintings. When she heard what Carrie said, she came over to look at Jenny's work.
Oh, my,
she said. Jenny felt as though she might cry. She loved painting so much, and now it seemed she wasn't very good at it.
Is it really bad?
She asked.
Bad?
Said Mrs. Minton.
Oh, no. I think it's wonderful, Jenny. It's so full of color and happiness.
Jenny was very surprised.
But Mrs. Minton, it doesn't look anything like the flowers you told us to draw,
Carrie said.
Maybe not to you, Carrie. Everyone sees different things when they look at the world. I have something I want to show you,
Mrs. Minton answered gently. She showed them a picture in a book of a painting.
This is a picture an artist painted of his own face. This is how he saw himself.
But it's just a few lines,
said Carrie.
It doesn't look anything like a real person.
Mrs. Minton turned to Jenny.
You should read this book, Jenny. It's all about famous artists and their paintings. There are a lot of different kinds of paintings, and one isn't better than the other.
Thank you,
said Jenny. She took the book from Mrs. Minton. That evening, Jenny read all about the famous artists. Some of their paintings were very strange, but she liked to look at them all.
I'm going to be an artist when I grow up,
she said to her mother. Her mother smiled as she looked at the painting Jenny had brought home from school.
I think that's a very good idea, Jenny. Let's have your first ever painting hanging on the living room wall,
she said.